You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man on Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
All right, time for a sports wrap. His name, the man, Mark Wilson, sponsored by Sporty Cuts for the best haircuts in Detroit. Go to Sporty Cuts on 7 Mile between Outer Drive and Myers.
I was just waving to the people. Nobody planned tonight. Tigers are off. They're down in San Diego enjoying. I think they're down at the Hotel Del, Rob. You know the Hotel Del? Right on the water, the Hotel Del Coronado. They had that big split with the Dodgers, only a couple games in L.A. So now they're down at Petco, right downtown San Diego. What is that, the Gas Lamp District? Or is the Gaslight Gas Lamp District, San Diego, California? Rick Porcello and Andy Cashner in game one of the three-game series. Padres going in are 2-6. Bud Black could be the first manager in the hot seat this season at some point. Playoff-bound Red Wings now. We don't have to worry about that anymore. They're going. Who
it's
they play?
It's always the brother.
Who?
He said Bud Black.
Yeah,
he's
far from it. Wings have their final regular season home game tomorrow against Carolina. Peter Karmanos' team there will be the folly, the foe. Pistons will be at Chicago tomorrow to play the Bulls at the United Center. And then just a couple left and we're done. Local scores first, Sports Night with Parker DeMann, presented by Sporty Cuts. Well, they're done. Pistons will be done. Joe will be done. Masters Golf Round 1 at Augusta. Bill Haas is your leader with a 4-under par 68. It's one shot up on the defending champion, Adam Scott. Louis Oosthuizen and Bubba Watson all shoot a minus 369. Kevin Stadler in the group at minus 2. Stadler and his father both playing, of course. His father, Craig Stadler, the walrus.
Cuckoo-ca-choo.
Shot an 82, but Kevin shoots
Why
the 200
Why should his religion have anything to do with playing golf?
The walrus? Cuckoo-ca-choo. Which part was religious? Just keep doing the thing. Fred Couples, minus 171 with Rory McIlroy. Phil Mickelson did not have a good day. He's 8 back. Tom Watson is 10 back. Ben Crenshaw is 15 back. So round 2 tomorrow, bright and early at Augusta National. NBA tonight, one game underway at Dallas. The Mavericks trail San Antonio 27-15 in the first quarter. Denver Golden State coming up at 10:30. NHL Thursday, Sabres over the Rangers 1-0 second. Caps over the Hurricanes 3-1. Islanders and the Canadiens tied at nothing in the second. Ditto the Devils and Senators. Lightning get a goal from Tyler Johnson. It's 24th. They lead the Flyers 1-0 in Tampa in the second. Panthers over the Leafs 1-0. No score, Coyotes, Preds. Ditto for the Blues in Minnesota. Bruins get the Marchand goal. It's 24th. They lead the Winnipeg Jets 1-0. College hockey Frozen Four in Philadelphia semifinals. Union College has pulled off the upset du jour. They beat Boston College 5-4. So Union from Schenectady, New York, moves on to the championship game Saturday night versus the winner of North Dakota, Minnesota, which starts just a few moments. Baseball Thursday, American League, Oakland over Minnesota 6-1. Yanks over Boston 2-0 fifth. That's a final, by the way, in the A's game. Houston over Toronto 2-1 sixth. Indians lead the White Sox in Chicago 2-0 first. National League, Pittsburgh gets 5 in the seventh, beats the Cubs at Wrigley 5-4. Washington over Miami 7-1. Milwaukee now leads Philadelphia 2-1 in the sixth. Atlanta over the Mets, 4-3, fourth. Justin Upton, his first two homers of the season. We've got two for the Braves. And Arizona, San Francisco coming up later. And that is your sports wrap, brought to you by Sporty Cuts.
Thank you for being a friend. Travel down the road and back again. Your heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant.
And the card attached would say, thank you for being a friend. Thank you for being a friend, Mark Wilson.
You're more than welcome.
It is a TV theme song Thursday
what
on Sports Night with Parker the Man.
That from?
That's a great show. I mean, just absolutely a great show. Well written, fabulously acted. It was just great. The Golden Girls.
I don't know what turned you on to that originally.
You know what? Can I tell you to be honest?
Yeah.
For whatever reason, I caught myself at home. This is back in the 80s. I would go out all day during the day on Saturday. I'd come back home to make dinner and eat something before I would go out for the evening. And I would find myself sitting at the table, watching TV, eating dinner at 9 o'clock. Back then, Mark, I didn't have 500 channels. I'm flipping around, whatever. And one day, it was on NBC, and that show came on.
And you chuckled?
And I left a whole show I just couldn't believe how funny
and so
it was.
You were hooked.
And I'm telling you, one episode, I was hooked. One episode.
And no other show has done that to you?
Not since.
Interesting. Okay.
Have you ever really watched it or no? I mean, you never really watched
God,
it.
God, no. No.
Mark, it's
a
very
bunch of old people.
It doesn't have anything to do with old people.
I
it really doesn't. The
You're show not going
to
ever sell me on the Golden Girls. I've seen some episodes.
It's funny.
I've seen. Look, B. Arthur, phenomenal, right? Maude. Rue McClanahan, a veteran.
Right.
Betty
White.
She
was on Maude, too.
Betty White, to this day, just rocks my world with Pat in Cleveland.
Betty White's been on TV since 1947.
Right. And the other broad, who was that? That was Estelle Getty.
Right.
Another veteran. I mean, are you kidding? You can't go wrong. That's a Hall of Fame right there. So I can see where you're...
Very funny
You're
stuff.
Not alone. There are plenty of people of the Golden
And
Girls.
A lot of guys. It's not just... Everybody thinks it's a grandma show. A lot of guys. EP watches it, and he's a young guy.
What's it, is it on right now? Is it on like TV Land or something? What's it on? TV Land?
No. The Hallmark Channel.
The what?
Hallmark. That's the
Hallmark Channel.
Yeah, Hallmark Channel.
Dude.
Mark.
How far out of the food chain are you watching?
Channel 185.
Actually, I shouldn't say it. You know what was on the Hallmark Channel?
What?
That Gordie Howe movie was on there.
Was it?
Yeah.
Well, but that's a different channel. There's a Hallmark movie channel, and then there's a Hallmark channel.
There's two Hallmark
channels? There's two Hallmark channels. Channel,
this is all over greeting cards?
Channel 185. Well, they need to make
well,
more
185
money.
185 in your area. I don't
right. Yeah, mine. But anyway. All right, 248-848-1130.
Before we get back to what we were talking about, I do want to remind Pistons fans that the final home game is coming up Sunday.
Why are you so... I don't understand.
I got to have... Rob, if I can't have fun with this, what's the purpose of having this basketball team?
Okay,
what,
the final game
50?
Is Sunday.
This is, hold on. Only three times in the previous 28 seasons before this run had they lost 50 games. This is now four times in 5 years. And the only reason they didn't lose 50 that time is because of the strike year. They went 25-41. Otherwise, it would be five straight 50-loss seasons.
Okay.
So the Fan Appreciation Day is Sunday with against the Raptors at 3:30. All fans in attendance will get a leftover Sean Elliott jockstrap.
Oh, my goodness.
And an Olin Polonies sweat towel.
Olin Polonies. Is he still on a hunger strike?
Remember that?
He was on a hunger strike.
OP was on a hunger strike. Dude, I believe it or not, in Vegas, I ran into OP.
You down with
Palms.
OPP?
I saw OP at the Palms. It was like kissing cousins. Right in the front door, it was at Shaq's birthday thing, and Olin Polonies steps out of a limo. You know how big OP is, right?
Yes.
7 feet, 6'11", something like that. These little tiny women get out of the limo first, and here comes Olin Polonies. I'm just standing there. There's OP coming out of the limo into the Palms in Vegas. And it was like I'd seen him yesterday, but that was so funny to see him. Talk about a stretch limo for a stretch man. So, yes, that's Sunday against the Raptors. Last home game for the Pistons.
All right. We got there's a new football league about to enter the fray. And we're going to talk to the CEO of it.
Coming up next, right?
Coming up next. And
I'm looking forward to this,
you know,
actually.
People always say people can't get enough football.
Yeah.
And I've seen plenty
of
football.
It's true.
I've seen plenty of football. When I hear that, Mark, plenty of football leagues that have failed. Mark, you know the bowl season in college football? You know how many bowls didn't sell out or had plenty of tickets?
Dude.
People keep saying, oh, you, anything football, just talk football or whatever. And people just, really?
Right.
Mark, really?
And look, let's face it. Bigger leagues than this one have been formed.
Remember that XFL?
The XFL,
thought,
the USFL,
but the XFL
the WFL.
Was supposed to be more. They had these guys. They had
He hate me, the funny names.
They had these the crazy nice uniforms on and all this stuff. And everybody thought, well, Vince McMahon is a genius, right? Wrestling, everybody's going to get into it and all that other stuff.
Lasted 1 year.
It didn't last. Yeah. It was on. They had a contract with, who was that, ABC?
Yeah, the United Football League that Dante Culpepper played
That's
in.
Right, the United Football League.
That lasted, that six teams. It wasn't going to. The Lingerie Football League is the only one that's lasted. I mean, the Arena League does
and
pretty
there,
well.
There was the other one that they were trying to cater to, you know, lower economics, you know, people in this country. The Food Stamp Football League.
The FSFL. The FSFL. Only Rob
either.
Parker can make fun of food stamps.
They don't even call them food stamps.
No, they're
anymore.
The cards now. They're the,
what are they called?
Michigan, they use the U cards. Or the
What are they called?
The bridge cards.
The bridge card. Bridge you from the next time you have money to eat.
Yeah, right. Well, it's the UI card from the Michigan. What am I we talking about?
It's
Everybody
a
knows what it is.
Card.
It's bridge cards. And now they're changing them, too.
Are they?
Yeah, they're going from Chase to like Bank of America or something. They're changing your credit. I just saw it on the thing.
Okay.
Saw it on the Yahoo. Saw it on the, it was trending.
On the Twitter machine.
All right, coming up, we're going to talk to him about the new
Quentin
league.
Quentin Hines is his name. He's the CEO.
And wait till you find out who he's related to. That's cool. That's next.
A good tease right there. I want to find out. Is he related to somebody big?
Somebody big that you know in this city.
All right, let's
big
do
name.
It.
Big name. Sports Night with Parker and Mandy. Detroit's 1130. WDFM The Fan.
Rob and Mark do it right. Every night. Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130. WDFN The Fan.
What did he say?
Him say.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Are we playing the feud? We're playing the feud.
Let's play the feud. Hey, Mark. 100 people surveyed, top five answers on the question. On the board. Here's the question.
Go ahead.
Because we never gave the answer. Who was the nighttime host of the Price is Right?
I don't know.
Dennis James.
Show me Dennis James.
Number one. Ding, 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 ding.
Oh, he's just one day.
That's right, one day.
Ding. Show me Toaster.
All right, it is Sports Night with Parker and the Man, Rob Parker, along with the man, Mark Wilson, on Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
Live streaming on ParkerTheMan.com and PremierSportsTalkNetwork.com. And as always, download that iHeartRadio app. You can take us anywhere you want.
And it is a TV theme song Thursday on the
program. It's also a Rivals Pro Football League Thursday.
Is that what it is?
That's the name of this league, RPFL. Let's bring in the CEO. His name is Quentin Hines. Spent a little time playing a little football at Akron, and I believe a little time getting a little NFL something.
Did he have a cup of coffee with the Patriots?
I think he did. But also, Quentin, let me have you do it. Your grandfather is who?
Quentin.
Speaking. Hey, how you doing?
Quentin, who's your grandfather?
Willie Horton.
Yes. The great Willie Horton, one of my favorite people.
We love number 23.
Yeah, the legend of the Detroit Tigers for sure.
Absolutely. Now you know I got to say, you're a little mashugana, which means crazy in Yiddish, for starting this league. Please tell me why, Quentin, you're starting this football league.
I'm starting it because, you know, I recognize the need for a developmental league to the NFL. And why not an NFL player that's collaborating with other NFL players start it? You know, I thought it was a perfect fit for us.
And you played at Akron, is that correct? Akron University down there, in the University of Akron down in Ohio?
Well, yeah, I played at Akron for a year. You know, I'm really, I received my first degree from the University of Cincinnati.
Oh, so you're a Natty guy.
A Brian Kelly kid. I played there for 3 years before, you know, he accepted $30 million to go to Notre Dame.
Playing for BK, who, played, of course, coached at Central.
You see,
and
I know, he's
Grand
mentioned
Valley.
That $30 million to go to Notre Dame.
Yeah, right.
Hey.
Well,
get paid, right?
But, Quentin, what was your time in the NFL like as a player?
Well, I mean, I still consider myself a player. You know, I've received a lot of calls from the Dolphins, the Jaguars, the Steelers that are interested in me now, and we've got to wait till I can pass a physical. But I had a great time, you know, there in New England. I spent the entire season there, and, you know, I learned a lot from Stephen Ridley and really had a great time, you know, surreal playing with Tom Brady. Well, for me, watching Tom Brady a lot during practice was an awesome time.
Well, Quentin, I'm telling you, too. I mean, you're a running back, and to be there next to a guy, and look, obviously with Michigan ties, there was something to talk about with you and Brady. But I don't know if you could be in a better situation just to learn than to be around the Bill Belichick in New England.
Yeah, no. You can't learn from better people than those two.
Yeah, but how can you take Tom Brady seriously when he's wearing Uggs? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hey, Quentin, so let's get down to brass tacks. On the it's called the Rivals Pro Football League. You already have television, is that right, from Waddle, WADL?
Yes, correct. That's the Rivals Professional Football League, and, I mean, it's full-blown professional football. And, yes, we do have a contract with WADL. They're going to broadcast our draft as well as four games live.
And the teams in the league are the Detroit Cougars, the Chicago Kings, the Akron Blaze, and the Southern Michigan Mustangs.
Correct.
Now, wait a minute. Detroit Cougars, really? We're going to have women over 45 years old playing?
No. Yeah, no. The Detroit Cougars, I really, that's, you know, that's a legendary
name.
Yeah, and, you know, the from the PAL team, the Detroit Cougars. They had a few semi-professional teams here. I just think that's a, you know, a name that's known in the
absolutely. Quentin, that name goes back to the 1920s in this town in professional sports.
So the question is a couple things when we talk about the money situation. Because obviously, do you have some big backers or sponsors or people who are footing the bill for this league? And how much will tickets cost? And how much are you paying the players?
Yeah, the league is backed by myself, and you know we have other NFL players that have money invested. You know, I could say Isaiah Pee for one. You know, that's the running back for the Rams. But the players are going to be paid. You know, it's a base salary. They'll each will sign a contract worth about $7,000 to $10,000, and they'll be paid a base salary. They have six possible games of competition with six regular season games, and we're setting the base salary roughly anywhere from $150 to $300. So if the base salary is set at $250, he has six games, you know, the guy is guaranteed $1,500, and then there's incentives. The team MVP is a $1,000 incentive, league offensive player of the year, defensive player of the year, championship appearance, you know, your team makes it to the championship, and then the MVP of the championship. So all those incentives will equal, you know, that $7,000 contract at the end of the day that a player can possibly earn.
Hey, Quentin, how did you do? Did you sit down, like, at the table one night and, like, figure that out? Did you have people? It sounds like this is one of those things where you said to yourself, it kind of rolled through your brain, and you said, this is something I want to do, and how I work this out will be the, I guess, you know, the answer down the line. But it sounds like you spent a lot of hours thinking of, like, pay structure, where the teams would go. Is this mostly you?
Yes, I mean, this was a dream and a vision of mine since 2008. And my fiance Latasha Smith, she's really the brains, you know, she's the whiz of it. And we sat down and structured the contract and really how we were going to operate the league. And we said, you know, there's really no way we can lose if we can partner with some great sponsors, you know, like we did. We partner with McLaren Macomb Hospital. We partner with ESPN Radio. You know, we partner with Mutual of Omaha. So, we really did sit, you know, sit together and a lot of thinking. I can tell you it was myself and my fiance, Latasha.
Quentin Hines, the CEO of the Rivals Professional Football League and the grandson of Willie Horton, the great legend of the Tigers, number 23, joining us on Sports Night with Parker and the Man, back on the Fan.
I just checked with Vegas, the over and under, the over under of how many games you guys are going to get in. two regular season games. You know what? And I'm just playing, Quentin. The thing I want to know is we've seen these leagues with bigger people and bigger budgets and money and the whole nine yards. Mark, what was that other league that we had a thing with TBS? Or
we were on when we were at our last stop at WCHB. There was it was the AAFL. It was the All-American Football League, I believe it was called.
Yes.
We had a draft and everything.
It was a big draft.
In Ypsilanti at the Marriott.
And was it TBS? They had a contract with
TBS.
With TBS. Yeah. And I don't think that league lasted.
Didn't have one game.
They didn't even play one game.
No, we were supposed to do the Detroit Fran. We were going to be the play-by-play and color man of that.
Exactly. So
guess who was the color man?
So you got, of course I was going to be the color man. But are you so... Are you sure you got finance? Everybody's going to get paid. The first year is going down no matter what.
No, I'm 100%. You know, I put my name behind this thing. We are going to have a season year one. You know, we're not like a lot of those leagues. I mean, we're starting small. A lot of people say we have a modest start, you know, and our budget really is only $80,000 per team for the year to operate with players, coaching, with coaches, travel, facility rental, and the different other miscellaneous expenses. We're only at $80,000 per team, so that's $320,000 for all four teams. And, I mean, we already have $242,000 in the bank. You know, we could really go all the way to week six if we didn't make a dollar.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to
find out. That's a fair assessment,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, because you know, it's happened a lot.
But
not just
Quentin's
you,
doing,
you know what I mean.
He's telling you the financial aspect
right.
of this
thing. I just want to say that because we've seen it in the past.
Yeah,
and I guess – So the other thing is, you're having tryouts on Saturday, right?
We have tryouts on Saturday, Gibraltar Crossing High School, and Sunday, Mount Clemens High School.
Let's say that again. That's Gibraltar Carlson High School on Saturday.
Correct.
Which is downriver, right? Downriver.
Yes, Gibraltar Carlson Marauder Stadium.
And then Mount Clemens High, everybody knows Mount Clemens, at the high school on Sunday.
At the high school.
Is correct. That
and they can. They can register online if they have not already registered or heard about our league. They could go to Rivals2014.com. That's Rivals2014.com.
That's easy to remember. Rivals2014.com.
and they can get on the website and register, or they could call us at our league headquarters tomorrow at 586-942-0978.
You got a Twitter and a Facebook and all that too?
Yeah, we got a Twitter. You know, we shoot me being an NFL player, I only got 5,000 followers, and the Rivals Professional Football League, they got 6,000 followers.
How about that?
So they're getting a lot of social media action. Yeah, and our Twitter is Rivals2014.
Is there an age limit on the tryouts?
18 and over.
18 to 100?
18 to 100, yeah.
So if a guy comes over, he's 100 years old, he can try out?
No, if he's 100.
I just got a text. Mikel LeSure said, what's...
Oh, Mikel LeSure. Yeah, Quentin, Mikel LeSure is the text. He wants to know what time should he be there.
He can be there on Saturday at 4:30 at Gibraltar Carlson and 1:30 at Mount Clemens High School.
Why not? He's not playing with the Lions. He's just sitting there.
Dominican Sue and Nick Fairley might want to show up, too.
Hey, we have a lot of players coming straight from the NFL that'll be at tryout.
Do you think? Is there any big name you know of right now that will absolutely positively be playing in this league?
Yeah.
Can you give us one?
Brian Schaefering, he played about 5 years in the league. I think he's like 29 right now. He played for the Browns.
Okay, played for Cleveland.
Yeah, he played for the Browns for 3 years, a few other teams. He'll be on the Akron Blaze team. I think they're going to draft him early.
I hear he's in the movie Draft Day tomorrow. Is that true? No. Well, it's about the Browns. Why not? That's a good one. EP put out Jamarcus Russell. Get Jamarcus.
That's right.
Jamarcus Russell.
Hey, you would believe it. You know, we talked to Ocho Cinco, and you know, we had a great possibility of him playing in the league. You know, I know him, and it was just something that I felt like, you know, he was too expensive year one, and we weren't going to go after a super big name.
Chad Jones.
But what could have been good is that him and his four kids could have played on one team.
Killing me. What about Terrell Owens? Like a guy like T.O.? Would a guy like T.O. be like, you want those guys? Do you want some of those guys?
I mean, we'll consider them, you know, definitely. But it's if we can afford them. You know,
wait a second. Quentin, I got to take you to school here. You said no guys over 100. That's Terrell Owens. hey, for fans, hold on. I want to ask this for fans. People want to come out and watch. Game started in May. Is that correct?
Correct. May 16th, first game, Mount Clemens High School.
And they're all played at Mount Clemens High?
Well, some of them, you know, we have different facilities. Mount Clemens High School for the Detroit Cougars, Gibraltar Carlson for the Southern Michigan Mustangs. We have Niles Stadium in Chicago, Illinois for the Chicago Kings. And then our best facility is, you know, where I played, one of my alma maters, the University of Akron. They have InfoCision Stadium that seats 33,000.
Oh, so you get to play at Akron. Okay, great.
Yeah, they're going to play at Akron U there, yep.
Well, Quentin, I think it's, you know, what fun. You know, give it a shot and see what happens.
And thanks for being a sport. You know, we're just playing with you, but it's a very ambitious thing you're doing. I think you got your head on right as far as the finances, which is the big part. I wanted to see
and
where you're going.
And your fiancé, too.
Yes, really. And we wish you the best of luck. And, you know, don't be a stranger. We'd love to have you on and talk about it once you get started.
Okay, yeah.
And you know what? Being Willie Horton is great. We love Willie
Horton. And also, just tell Willie
Horton,
just tell him you were on with Parker the Man. You know, he knows both of us, and we love that dude.
Okay.
All right?
Thank you, Quentin.
Sounds good. Thank you for having me on.
Good luck with it all.
Okay, bye-bye.
We'll see you soon. Okay, bye.
He was a good sport.
Yeah, no, well, no, it's not even sport. Come on. I mean, you were.
That was a funny interview. That was fun.
Well, the end part of it, you know.
Huh?
The end part was funny.
It was. But that's, like I said, Mark, he sounds like he has his money together. And you know what? There are guys with that dream. They want to play football. You're talking about a base salary of maybe $7,000 if you hit all your bonuses.
Yeah.
That's not going to break the bank. They should be able to get the season in. And
he's
you know
not
what?
Trying to make it the USFL, dude.
No,
okay?
No. But you know what? I'm serious about this. If he really wanted to, the first game, instead of charging people $10 to get in,
uh-oh,
it should be pay as you exit. So if you think you went, I'm serious, like you go to the game, and if you think you had a good time and you enjoy the product, then you pay. Pay as you exit.
That's what I asked
for the first game.
That's what I asked the guy at Subway, too, but he wouldn't let me do it.
Well, you already bit the sandwich, though.
All right, come on. We got a sports wrap coming up at 9 o'clock hour and a TV theme song. TV theme song Thursday. Sports Night with Parker the Man.
My neck hurts.
Back on the fan.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.